The murder of 17-year-old Keen Mulready Woods continues to get extensive coverage in the papers today. The Irish Examiner's front page lead is in reaction to the murder. It says recreational drug users should be left in no doubt. They are supporting gangs that prey on children and murder people. The Herald says Gardaí have recovered machetes they believe were used in the murder. The Irish Sun says Gardaí are investigating if Keen Mulready Woods' killers recorded his murder. The Irish Star says one of Ireland's biggest gangsters has put a €250,000 hit on the thug who killed the teenager. And in its editorial, the Irish Daily Mirror picks up on the story of a priest, Father Conor McGee, offering to mediate between warring gangs bringing terror to North Dublin and Drogheda. The paper asks, how do you mediate with pure evil? It's not mediation they need, says the editorial. It's life in a cold prison cell and after that, the hot fires of hell. Election coverage continues in great quantity in the papers again today. Articles relating to canvasses, pledges on public spending, tax cuts and pensions populate the papers' pages. Key constituencies are teased out by Fionnán Sheehan in the Irish Independent and by Juno McEnroe in the Examiner. And Stephen Collins writes in the Irish Times, the most important thing about the outcome of the election is not which party is going to get most seats, but whether the outcome will produce a government capable of governing. He says a repeat of the fragmentation that characterised the outcome 4 years ago is the last thing the country needs. In other stories, the Irish Independent reports that an unpublished 10-year strategy, which has been signed off by the Courts Service Board, headed by Chief Justice Frank Clark, could see offenders being able to plead guilty to certain offences online. This is part of radical proposals aimed at unclogging overburdened courts, writes Shane Phelan. The Examiner reports on Gardaí launching an investigation after a young man was fatally stabbed in Cork City last night. The Independent covers the story of planning permission being granted for a cultural centre, including prayer rooms for Muslims living in Clonmel in County Tipperary. And the same paper reports that there have been 44 deaths from flu so far this season. Most of those who died were aged 65 or older. Yesterday's tractor protests gets lots of coverage in the papers. Massey attack, M50 crippled, is a small headline on the front page of this morning's Star. And finally, firefighters save one of the world's rarest trees. That's according to the Examiner. The paper reports firefighters were winched from helicopters into forests raised by wildfires near Sydney to save what are called dinosaur trees. The firefighters set up an irrigation system to keep the trees alive and supplied with water. The trees are a type of pine tree that had only been seen in fossilised form until they were rediscovered in 1994.